Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Today is the 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year B. Our first reading will be taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 35, verses 4 to 7. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 146. Second reading will be taken from St. James' letter, chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. Our gospel reading will be taken from St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 7, verses 31 to 37. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is, nonetheless, faith in Him consoles, heals, and empowers. Certain unbelievers often wonder how Christians can believe in the presence of God. Their bewilderment stems from the fact that Christians believe that God lives and He is loving. Yet our world has natural and moral problems such as death caused by diseases and natural disasters, the lies and selfishness of political and religious leaders, the breakdown of family life, and the unending struggle against injustice and violence. For this reason, they say that our faith in Jesus is an institutionalized superstition. In response, Vatican II In Gaudium et Spes says, inspired by no earthly ambition, the Church seeks but our solitary goal to carry forward the work of Christ under the lead of the befriending Spirit. Thus, our faith in Jesus Christ is not man-made, but our gracious gift given by the Lord Himself, which enables us to believe, to act according to His commands, and to cooperate with grace. In other words, faith opens the eyes of our minds to perceive the being not caused, but causes all things, and permits certain things, and by His grace and the act of our will, the mystery of His plans for us are revealed. Therefore, moved by grace and convictions necessitated by divine revelation, we believe the words of the prophet Isaiah in today's first reading, that God will come to grant sight to the blind, to unseal the ears of the deaf, to heal the sick, and to free the oppressed. We also believe that our compassionate Savior has made all things new. Hence, there is hope for the poor and helpless. In today's second reading, St. James says, it was those who are poor according to the world that God chose to be rich in faith and to be the heirs to the kingdom which He promised to those who love Him. Thus, my brother, my sister, God is passionately involved in the world He created. The prophet Jeremiah chapter 32 verse 17 says, Lord God, You have made the heavens and the earth by Your great power and outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for You. Truly, nothing is too difficult for our Lord Jesus Christ, who has done all things well as foretold by the prophets. Hence, by His blood, we are mercifully saved. By His word, our spiritual deafness and dumbness is gone forever. By His grace, we have power to bear and overcome our problems and worries. And by His command, we will praise the wonders of the Lord in the face of our challenges. And so, my brother, my sister, our faith in Christ Jesus shuts out voices that make us panic and anxious. But that faith fills our hearts with love, mercy, hope, consolation, and peace, which we are called to offer to the world. May the Lord in His infinite mercy renew in us the wonders of His love and animate us to do His bidding this day, this week, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Our Lady Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.